President Trump yesterday signed a revised executive order on immigration. Among the changes, it no longer includes Iraq on the list of countries for which there will be a 90-day ban on travel. It also removes the blanket ban on refugees from Syria, although there will still be a 120-day suspension of the refugee program. The president's original executive order was largely blocked by the courts, so to find out if the revised version will have any more legal luck, I'm joined by Gabriel Chin. He's a professor of law at the UC Davis School of Law. And Gabriel, do you think this new executive order will pass constitutional muster in ways the original one didn't?
It's a much more defensible piece of work. It does not have the explicit religious discrimination that was in the earlier executive order. It doesn't apply to people who have visas in hand, and there's a 10-day waiting period for the executive order to go into effect. It also gives reasons for the selection of particular countries, and it doesn't apply to our ally, Iraq. So for all of those reasons, it's going to be more defensible, but there's still going to be, we can be fairly confident, lawsuits and other challenges to the executive order.
On what grounds do you think those suits might be filed based on some of the defenses that you say have been put in?
Well, the argument will still be there that this is really a disguised Muslim ban based on the statements of President Trump and other people in his administration. There's still going to be a reasonably strong case that what's really going on here is religious discrimination, since the six countries to which the travel suspension applies are majority Muslim countries, and that at least there are news reports that is the idea behind it. There's going to be an argument that this is disguised religious discrimination. The other argument would be that it's over-inclusive, that it's overbroad, in that it applies to every single person from these countries, including elderly grandparents and infants who really are not likely to be terrorist threats. Nevertheless, even though there are going to be challenges, they're less likely to succeed than the challenge to the earlier executive order. This executive order is much more carefully drafted.
Does it seem like this order was drafted with the concerns of the court in mind?
Absolutely. This order absolutely was designed to be litigation proof. And whether it will be completely litigation proof is a difficult question, but it's going to be much more likely to survive a court test. Again, the fact that reasons were given for inclusion of the particular nations affected, and particularly the fact that the order doesn't apply to people who have valid visas, either on January 27th when the original executive order went into effect, or on the date this executive order goes into effect, which is 10 days after it was issued. It did not go into effect immediately like the earlier executive order. And so what they're saying is this isn't going to apply to people who already have the right to enter the United States, or at least have a visa to enter the United States. It's only going to apply to people in the future, and that seems much more fair than to send back people who are already on an airplane or on a boat traveling to the United States.
Well, given some of the changes in this executive order from the original, how similar or different do you think the impact might be, assuming that it's allowed to take effect?
Well, assuming that it's allowed to take effect, it won't be the surprise that the other one was, and so the impact will be less. If somebody has a visa and they're outside of the country right now, they know that maybe they should return to the United States if they want to spend time in the United States in the future. On the other hand, it's hard to evaluate the total impact of this because it's not clear how long it's going to be in effect. It's a temporary suspension to enable the authorities to review their vetting procedures, which most people believe are already very tight. But nevertheless, the executive order says that the vetting procedures are going to be further reviewed, and it's not clear what's going to result from that, and it's not clear when the travel ban will be lifted. And the other thing that's not clear is, you know, what this means for the individual immigration enforcement officers on the ground. Before and after the travel ban, individual immigration officers had a lot of discretion, and they could apply the law more or less stringently. And so one of the things that people suspect, but of course nobody really knows, is that individual immigration and customs enforcement agents and individual customs and border protection agents are going to apply the law more stringently. And if they do, there could be effects not just on the six countries affected by the executive order, but effects on immigration more generally. If they're basically suspicious of people who are applying to enter the country and therefore in gray areas make judgment calls to exclude an individual from the United States.
Gabriel Chin is a professor at the UC Davis School of Law. Gabriel, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.